Some 35,000-year-old warrior, Channel True Jay-Z Knight, right down the road from us in Yelm, Washington, pounds his fist and high-fives the president. And this is a week before the Trumpster ordered up 59 tomahawk sandwiches for the Syrians. I assume Ramtha isn't Syrian. Lemurian, actually. But where exactly Lemur actually is, your guess is pretty much as good as mine. Mine is that it's a country right behind the hippocampus region of Oz, and that Trump will be sending Ivanka's husband Jared over there as ambassador at large once Jared's cleared up the Palestine-Israeli spat and brought peace to Iraq and businessized D.C. and neutralized ISIS and, well, pretty much squared up the world, probably a month or so at most. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, two boys had never met a war they didn't love, thought it was a great start, those cruise missiles, but hopefully they were just a nice prelude to some regime change in that war-torn country. Iraq, Egypt, Yemen, Libya, all lessons lost on them. The Trump team crowed that now the world will respect us at last, and the about-face of the commander-in-chief who ran against further involvements abroad, she put the fear of the Christian God into nations that thought we'd become weak and ineffectual, especially given the unpredictability of American policy now. They can't be too sure what we'll do, the advisors claimed, rightfully so. Of course, we can't be too sure either. One day pro-Russia, next day not. One week all for letting Syrians decide on Assad's fate, next minute a proclamation that he has to go. One pronouncement, health care reform is dead, next one a few days later, not so fast, we're working on a deal. Pretty obviously, consistency is the hobgoblin of their little minds. Better to be nimble. Keep the enemy off balance, including us. Trouble is, the administration is too. In a world where stability was once considered paramount to peace, these are troubling times. But when push finally comes to shove, when the Trumpster decides, after a particularly fitful sleep, that the North Koreans need a fat wake-up call, trust me, he's not going to send in the Tomahawks or even Steve Bannon. Too dangerous. After all, they got nuke eggs and a million soldiers in uniform. Who's he going to call? Jared Kushner? I don't think so. He's going to call his old buddy Ramtha. And God help those silly North Koreans. We got the Warrior King on our side now.